Do you remember when you were starting your journey as a business owner? Perhaps it felt like you had so much to learn. At the time, you may have felt there was a substantial gap between where you were and where you knew you could be. Now, think of how long you've been running your business. Whether it's been 2 years or 10 years, you've accumulated experience, knowledge, and expertise. You've developed an approach all your own, and it's equipped you to serve your clients and customers in a purpose-driven, one-of-a-kind way. In addition to offering their products and services, many small business owners eventually consider the possibility of offering education to fellow small business owners in their field, sharing all they've discovered during their business journey to equip fellow business owners for success. When considering offering education on behalf of your business, there are a wide variety of questions to ask and considerations to make. And today, I'm excited to help you consider whether offering education is right for your small business. Welcome to the Brand It, Build It podcast, a podcast created by Kelly and Andra, co-founders of With Grace and Gold, an award-winning brand and web design business equipping thousands of small business owners to expand their reach and their revenue through professional brand and web design. Through weekly 10-minute episodes, the Brand It, Build It podcast helps you to boost brand awareness and build a successful business, one clear, succinct, and actionable episode at a time. Welcome to episode 209 of the Brand It, Build It podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Zuge. Today, we're exploring whether offering education is right for your business, questions to ask yourself, how becoming an educator can benefit you and your business, and ways you can successfully offer your expertise in your field. Because I have a master's in teaching, I am especially excited to explore the topic of education, and I'm so hopeful you'll find today's episode to be helpful too. Before considering offering education on behalf of your business, there are a wide variety of questions to ask yourself, and here are just a few. First, is offering education something I feel passionate about? Over our past decade in business, we've noticed how certain offerings become highly popular and trend among small businesses, such as offering education or creating membership programs. While such offerings can be truly beneficial to your business and to your customers, they might not feel right for you. If offering education is something you feel passionate about doing and you believe you can pour energy, effort, and time into creating dependable, trustworthy, and high-quality educational offerings for your audience, it could be worth adding to your business. Next, am I qualified to offer education on behalf of my business? Effectively offering education not only requires expertise in your field, but it also requires expertise in education and instruction. Effective courses and educational resources are about meeting your students where they are, determining their learning outcomes, and designing curriculum with student success in mind. Having expertise in education and instruction can be extremely beneficial because it better ensures the educational offerings you create and provide are rooted in your students' success. And finally, do I have the capacity within my business to offer education? In episode 11, Your Passive Income Action Plan, we share a step-by-step guide to creating passive income in your business. One essential component of adding a new layer to your business is having the capacity within your business to do so. Are the foundational offerings in your business sound? Is your business a well-oiled machine? Have you or can you outsource certain facets of your business to ensure you'll have the capacity to add a new layer to your business? Will offering education hinder the way you offer your products and services? Understanding that offering education will add a new facet to your business that you'll need to check in on, update, and maintain can help you to better determine whether or when offering education is right for your business. Of course, these are just a few questions to ask yourself as you approach offering education. If you've determined offering education is right for you, here are 7 ways becoming an educator in your field can enhance your business. First, establishing authority. By sharing your knowledge and expertise through teaching, you can position yourself as an authority figure in your field. This can enhance your credibility and attract more clients and customers to your business. Second, building relationships. Educating others allows you to build strong relationships with your audience. Students or participants in your educational programs become familiar with your brand and are more likely to trust and engage with your business in the future. Third, diversifying revenue streams. Offering educational services can create additional revenue streams for your business. You can generate income not only from your primary products or services, but also from workshops, courses, webinars, and other educational offerings. Fourth, marketing opportunities. Teaching provides an excellent opportunity for marketing your products or services indirectly. As you educate others, you can naturally showcase the value of what your business offers, increasing interest and demand for your offerings. Fifth, receiving feedback. Teaching allows you to receive valuable feedback from students or participants. This feedback can help you understand your audience's needs better, refine your products and services, and identify areas for improvement in your business. Sixth, networking. Educating others often involves interacting with students, fellow educators, and professionals in your field. This can expand your network and create opportunities for collaboration, partnerships, and referrals. And seventh, long-term growth. Investing in education not only benefits your audience, but also contributes to the long-term growth and sustainability of your business. As you empower others with knowledge and skills, you contribute to the growth of your industry and position your business for success in the future. Overall, becoming an educator in your field as a small business can enhance your brand reputation, create new revenue streams, foster relationships with your audience, and contribute to the growth and success of your business in the long run. So, what are some ways you can get started? What methods of offering education can you pursue? First, workshops and seminars. Conduct in-person or online workshops and seminars on specific topics related to your field. Second, courses and training programs. Develop comprehensive courses and training programs that provide structured learning experiences for your audience. Third, webinars and live streaming. Host webinars and live streaming sessions to deliver educational content in real time. Fourth, consultation services. Offer one-on-one or group consultation services where clients can receive personalized guidance, advice, and feedback. Fifth, educational products. Create educational products like ebooks, guides, manuals, and toolkits that provide valuable information and resources to your audience. Sixth, membership programs. Establish membership programs where members can gain access to exclusive educational content. Seventh, coaching and mentoring. Offer coaching and mentoring services to individuals seeking guidance and support in their personal or professional development journey. Eighth, speaking engagements. Secure speaking engagements at conferences, events, and industry gatherings to share your expertise with a larger audience. Ninth, collaborations with other educators to co-create educational content or collaborate on joint ventures like workshops, courses, or events. And 10th, a podcast. A podcast could be a great way to offer free educational resources to your audience and a place to promote and attract customers for some of the previously mentioned ideas like workshops, courses, and educational products. By offering a blend of these educational resources, you can cater to students' diverse learning preferences, levels of expertise, and budget considerations while also expanding your reach and revenue potential as an educator. I am so hopeful today's episode serves as a helpful, foundational exploration of whether offering education is aligned with your business and goals. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review the Brand It, Build It podcast on Apple Podcasts so Brand It, Build It can serve more small business owners. For more information about how brand and web design can equip your small business for success, please visit withgraceandgold.com.